Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
G'day Vic, how are you?
I'm very well, thank you, Kath. Very nice to chat to you and welcome back.
Thank you so much. Tell us what's happening with coronavirus in Australia.
Well, what's happening with coronavirus is that half the country is still under lockdown.
Yeah.
And it was different with different deadline dates in the different states. And so in Melbourne, it's the deadline date from if I'm not mistaken, is due to end at the end of this week. With Sydney's due to end at the end of August. Now, both of those, and then different other deadlines in different states, but all of those are subject, obviously, to the numbers going down. And the big focus that is front of mind now is the percentage of the population which has vaccinations. So here in New South Wales, and this is a national percentage, just over 20% of the population have had both vaccines, have had two vaccines, and 40%, just over 40% have had one vaccine. And so it's a line in the sand, obviously, but the figure that has been put out by the Prime Minister, by the Premiers, is that 70% of the population needs to be vaccinated for the lockdown to be eased back and to be eased back in different ways. So that's what the big concentration is. And just yesterday, literally thousands of year 12 kids were bused to a major hub to get vaccinated. And stores and companies are offering incentives and some serious incentives like $500,000 prizes, et cetera. Just to basically people really pulling out the stops to encourage people to get out there and get vaccinated if they haven't already.
It's absolutely fascinating. You know, the whole world is going to have to come to terms with the fact that the rights of the majority are going to override the rights of the individual.
Very much so.
Yeah.
Very much so, yes.
Which I think
indeed
is where we actually do need to go.
There's been a massive increase in anti-Semitism worldwide since the coronavirus pandemic. And I'm wondering to what extent that's also true in Australia.
You mean the one connected to the other?
Yes, exactly.
So that has not been a significant issue. Anti-Semitism per se obviously doesn't go away.
Yeah.
But in terms of connecting it all, to cut to the chase, blaming Jews for the virus, that has not been a significant issue. Thank goodness. Yes, and in fact, connected in a sense. Naftali Bennett, gave a what has been regarded as a very important speech about 10 days ago, where he said that if you want to get back to movies, then you need to be vaccinated, etc. And one of the most high-profile columnists in this country, with whom I have a very good relationship, sent it to me. And he said, have you seen this? And then he wrote about that in the Sydney Morning Herald, which is generally a left-of-center paper.
Wow.
And this columnist quoted Naftali Bennett's speech as, this is where we should all be going.
Well,
and that was, just fantastic that he owned that.
Sure. Yeah. Let's talk about Malka Leifer. What's happening with her?
So what's happening with her, so just to remind people in case people might have forgotten, she was extradited from Israel back to Australia earlier this year. She faces 74 charges relating to child sexual abuse at an ultra-Orthodox school in Melbourne. She's being held at a women's prison in Melbourne. And she maintains her innocence. There's been a hearing a couple of days ago which she appeared by video link from her prison. And this fact that she wasn't in court is related directly to, the COVID-19. And her lawyer has asked, at Malka Leifer's request, if she can continue to appear, from prison by video link. There's due to be the hearing has been set down for 5 days in September the 13th, and so the court, the magistrate, is indicating that she will look kindly on this request, and that because of the coronavirus situation. Another interesting thing which has emerged is that the three main people who are the alleged victims of Malka Latha are three sisters, three Melbourne sisters. And Malka Latha's team has requested the medical records of one of those sisters as part of her defense. Now, I have no idea what one has to do with her defense, but this, her sister, her name is Dasi Ehrlich. She's objecting to this, and her own legal team or says that she does not want her private medical records to be put out there in public. So an interesting sidebar which is happening at the same time.
Is it just the three sisters who have come out with these accusations against Malka Latha?
Those are the three people in the front line in regard to the Malka Latha case. There is a man, his name is Manny Wax, who himself over the years was subject, nothing to do with the Malka Latha case, but has been the subject of terrible abuse as well. And he has been a leader of the whole need for restoration of those who have suffered abuse any which way. Whether or not there are others involved in the case, other alleged victims, I'm not aware. It's just the three sisters are the ones who are sort of front and center of the case to this point.
Sure. All right. Very, very quickly, because we are coming up for news at 7. Australian Jews have been urged to identify as Jewish. Why, Vic?
So every 5 years, the government holds a national census. And every single person in the country, every single person in the country, it's compulsory to fill in the census form. It used to be by paper, now you can obviously do it online. And tonight is census night, and whoever is in your home on August the 10th, details have to be filled in, and it's a very detailed census form. And it's compulsory with one question that is not compulsory, and that is the religion question. And to make it even more interesting as far as the Jewish community is concerned, is that there are, under the religion question, you can tick, if you're a Christian, you can tick, if you are Hindu, you can tick, and then there's a box for other. So Jewish is not actually written out there, you have to write in Jewish. And the reason for that is nothing conspiratorial, it's because we're a tiny community, only 0.5% of the population, 120,000 people, which makes us 0.5% of the population. And so the Executive Council of Australian Jewry, the federal roof body, is urging those who are Jewish to write in Jewish. And for the reason that, because it's too easy to write nationality and people will write Russian or Polish or Hungarian, thinking that's the identifying themselves and not identifying as Jewish. And why that's important is because of the government looks at that in terms of allocating resources for schools and whatever it is. Now, obviously, we are all very painfully aware of the history where identifying Jewish as lists, where that has led to in the past. We are blessed to live in a, you know, fiercely democratic country. And so we urge all members of the community to write in Jewish in the box where it says other. And, so it's something which comes up every 5 years. And, and it's just important, as I say, for allocation of resources, so that we know how large the community is.
Vic Aladef, thank you so much. That is where we leave it this week. And, that was Vic Aladef, the former CEO of the New South Wales Jewish Board of Deputies.